Envision presents Design Thinking Handbook by Eli Woolery. Read for you by Joey Shalio. For graphics, figures, interviews, and links that complement this book, please visit www.designbetter.com/designthinkingbook. Forward by Aaron Walter, Vice President, Design Education at Envision. What is design thinking? More than a methodology or framework, design thinking combines the problem-solving roots of design with deep empathy for the user. The design thinking-based framework popularized by the Stanford D School can help your team take on the thorniest challenges with insightful solutions. In this guide, you'll learn how to put design thinking into practice in your organization. You might think of design thinking as a methodology for finding solutions to wicked problems, and you'd be right. David Kelly, co-founder of IDEO and founder of Stanford's D School, describes design thinking as a way to make the creative process repeatable so it can be pointed at most any problem. Kelly explains, you don't have to wait for an idea to come out of the sky because you know you have a system, a methodology, design thinking. In recent years, design thinking has become more than just a design methodology. As John Maeda describes it, design thinking is also a bridging technology that can be used to introduce large organizations to design as a process and help them see how it can create great value for a company. Maeda couldn't be more right. IBM, who has implemented design thinking at impressive scale, use it not just to shape products, but to shape teams. Nationwide Insurance uses design thinking workshops to bring groups together throughout the company to co-create customer experiences. AT&T, Cisco, MailChimp, the United States military, and many more use design thinking to create products, influence roadmaps, shape culture, and ultimately bring the power of design to their entire organization. In this book, Eli Woolery, Director of Design Education at Envision, provides an eminently accessible introduction to the power of design thinking. As a Stanford D School professor and alum, he knows a thing or two about the subject, and it doesn't hurt that David Kelly himself was Eli's graduate school advisor. As you learn about each step of the methodology, I invite you to reflect on how it can be used not just in your design practice, but in leadership and partnership building too. No matter what challenges you face in your work, chances are, design thinking can help you explore potential solutions. And now, the Design Thinking Handbook.